This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 167 for Wednesday, November 30th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are now lower on Wednesday morning due to a reversal in Chicago soy oil. The January contract is down $1.90 at $834.20 per ton, and a March contract gives up $2.10 at $832.60 per ton. However, support for canola is coming from upticks in Chicago soybeans and soy meal. Also, there are increases in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. As OPEC Plus prepares to discuss production cuts at its upcoming meeting, global crude oil prices are higher, with spillover going into vegetable oils. Ahead of Friday's production report from Stats Canada, the trade remains split as to whether this year's canola production will be above or below the federal agency's current call of 19.1 million tons. It's the same story for all wheat, which Stats Canada presently has at 34.7 million tons. With declines in the United States dollar, the Canadian dollar is higher on Wednesday morning. The loonie climbs to 74.07 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 73.65. Following system outages, the U.S. Department of Agriculture released its crop report yesterday afternoon. For the week ending November 27th, winter wheat rates 34% good to excellent. That's up 2 points from the previous week. This also marks the USDA's last weekly crop report for 2022. The department reports a private sale of 136,000 tons of current year soybeans to China. And the USDA is to release its fats and oils, as well as its grain crushings reports on Thursday. The trade is expecting the October soybean crush to be about 196 million bushels, with soy oil stocks of around 2.1 billion pounds. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Tuesday. The January contract gains 4.5 cents at $14.64 per bushel. January soy oil turns around to drop nearly 1.2 cents at 71.83 U.S. cents per pound. January soy meal tacks on $5.90 at $413.50 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly lower, with the March contract down 2 cents at $6.68 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with its March contract up a nickel at $3.88. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, as Chicago March adds 4.5 cents at $7.86. Kansas City March increases 6.5 cents at $8.93.5. And Minneapolis March loses 3 cents at $9.31.5. A reminder that first notice day for December futures is today. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, November 30th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.